Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're back in the Brock Bourbon Bar and we're drinking cocktails.
Woo! Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. So this is our Derby cocktail. So these are concoctions that...
They're wearing hats?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Hats and bow ties and
seersucker suits.
Oh, there's a fascinator on that one.
Yeah, nice. I think Barbara has a fascinator upstairs. I can go have you wear it.
That's beautiful. Okay.
So we're having some cocktails. These are Derby inspired for our upcoming. Really, it's what basically just shuts down our entire area for about a week.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Correct. Nobody does anything.
Well, no. It's like there's a quick shutdown for Thunder.
Right.
And then you go about a week of just random events that nobody really cares about. But then that week leading up to Derby, it's like
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
There's a bed race. There's a the slowest race ever.
Steamboat race.
Yeah, it's great.
Run for the Rosé.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the best.
All I'm saying is Wednesday to Saturday, if you're not at the track at least one of those days, you probably aren't very cool.
I'm going to be there Wednesday.
I'll be there Wednesday.
Ooh, we will too.
I'll be there Wednesday and Thursday.
Awesome. I'll see y'all there.
Let's
do a podcast at Churchill.
I'll just carry around the little podcast with the little mics.
Yeah, we
talk
should.
To people. Like, absolutely. What are you drinking today, sir?
Yeah.
Mint julep.
It's another fucking lily.
Mint julep and a willy. That's right, exactly.
Well, right now the official ones are mint julep. You have the lily. Yep. And then also, they've recently introduced the Spire.
Yeah, the Spire.
Oh, the Spire.
What is that?
So the Spire is like
it rye?
It's a Woodford.
No. It's like a lily with a splash of ginger ale, but it's got bourbon instead of vodka.
A lily with ginger ale?
Yeah.
And bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And bourbon.
Because a lily is
it's
vodka.
It's actually not bad. It's not bad.
I try it.
Yeah,
I
it's not bad. Anyway, so we wanted to do something Derby-esque that was Derby adjacent, but all bourbon-related products on these cocktails. So I gave Sarah and Barbara a couple of...
the challenge was thrown.
The gauntlet was thrown.
Yep.
They picked up the glove. They smacked me with it twice, and they said, bitch, we got you. So it was one of those really, really rough nights, you know, where I got beat up a little bit. But
you look
other
pretty
than that,
good,
we're
though.
I take it like a champ.
Yeah, you look good.
Absolutely. Okay. So what are we drinking, ladies?
Okay, so Miss Sarah created the Kentucky Buck, which basically it's got strawberries, simple syrup, bourbon, lemon, bitters, ginger beer.
There we go.
Okay.
And that's
one
on the
left. Sarah made a drink that has bitters in it?
Yes.
Crazy.
I know.
Wow. Who would have thought it?
Well, okay. She used cranberry bitters.
Cranberry?
Really? Okay.
Yes. It'll be interesting.
Interesting.
Strawberries and cranberry.
Yes. It works really, really well. And then I am doing a tiny bit of a play on a forbidden sour, which has a lemon, simple syrup, pomegranate, liqueur.
Forbidden.
And bourbon. Yeah.
Forbidden. What makes it forbidden? Pomegranate? Is that a forbidden fruit?
Yeah, it's a forbidden fruit.
Oh.
Don't
get me started.
Didn't know.
Yep.
I had no idea. I do love a pomegranate. They're a pain in the ass, though, man. You got to cut them open and you break them.
Oh, no.
Then you have all the
smush
small
them apart.
Balls.
Yeah, and you got to smush them apart in the ice, you know, water. Yeah. And it's a lot of work for something that lasts for just a second, right?
I know, but it's still.
That's what she said, right?
Yeah, she's saying the juice is worth the squeeze.
It's a lot of work for such a short amount of time. Okay.
All right. Anyway, Kentucky Buck, is that what we're going to start
first?
With?
Yeah, we're going to start with the buck.
That's the one with the strawberry fascinator. The strawberry fascinator.
Yes, the lovely fascinator.
Yeah. Beautiful fascinator.
Cheers, by the way, everyone.
Boat drinks.
I got a boat race. Where's the boobies? Boat race. Blah, 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 blah. Brisket. Oh, definitely some ginger ale in there, man.
Can we get more ginger in there?
Some of them, it's a little heavy on the ginger.
I love ginger, so.
Oh, that is quite refreshing, though.
I know. Yep.
Yeah, for those that like ginger, I would say it's almost like a fruity ginger.
It's got some, I'm like chewing on some fruit.
Yeah,
as definitely I'm drinking it.
That's the muddled strawberries.
Yeah, muddled strawberries.
Actually, I didn't expect the ginger. I know you probably said it earlier.
I said ginger beer.
Okay, I didn't expect it, and.
And?
I didn't.
Is this bourbon or rye?
I was like, I don't know.
Tastes bourbon.
Yeah, it's bourbon.
But I like this. I do.
I like it. It's very light. It's very refreshing.
Yes.
This is an 85 degree Derby day.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. This is a hot day.
This is a hot day.
Yep.
Summer Derby.
This is summer Derby. Sometimes it snows on Derby. Sometimes you get sunburn on Derby.
That's right.
This is a sunburn day.
This is sunburn day. Absolutely, 100%. Crisp, refreshing, little
sweet. That's good with the strawberry. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Yeah.
Wow. Who made this?
Sarah.
Sarah did?
Sarah made this.
It's a Kentucky Mule?
No. A little bit of lime juice. Yeah.
Maybe if you did lime instead of lemon. Yeah. I could see that.
Oh, that would be good.
Yep.
We're tweaking on the fly here.
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely. Chop, chop, go. Let's see what it tastes like.
I would have never thought to put the ginger beer with strawberry, but that works.
I wouldn't either.
Really well.
That works.
I mean, it's a nice soft fruit that can stand up to the ginger.
So I wanted some inspiration because I have a derby party every year at my house.
You do?
Yes.
So I think this might be something I'll end up making, man. I don't know. Listen, all of y'all were invited. You need like bitches.
So you need a batch. You need a batch of this. You need a batch cocktail of this.
Yeah. I think you would probably batch out like the strawberry sludge, you know, and kind of get it all ready, and then just
No. Don't batch out the sludge. I like that in there.
No. I'm saying batch it up front. Like you muddle a whole bunch of strawberries. Set it off to the side.
Pre-prep.
Absolutely.
Maybe even the simples in there.
I thought you meant like filter it out.
And maybe even you could put limeade. That might be the route I'll go, just to make it a little simpler because it's
limeade.
Yeah. Like the it's lime juice, but it's a little bit like more concentrated like lemonade.
Have you ever had a cherry limeade?
Yeah. Oh, I love cherry limeade.
But it's like a strawberry limeade.
Sonic 44 ounce.
Absolutely.
Root 44 cherry limeade.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to suggest if you're going to do a batch, then you should take limeade powder if you find it at the store, like the Kool-Aid powder, but limeade powder. You've seen that before?
No, I've not, but
put
I'm
it in
I'm
there
picking
and muddle it with simple syrup and your strawberries.
Okay.
And you'll get a lime strawberry taste. And then pour it in with your cocktail.
Yeah. Mm. Then do the rye and then just splash the ginger beer.
Splash the ginger. It's a little heavy on the ginger, I'll be honest.
I feel like it is a little heavy on the ginger.
Okay. Maybe a little bit. But I think on the simple, you like reach the peak without going over. Like,
yeah.
It is 100%. Right there.
Is that 1 ounce? What's the concoction, the ingredients?
I think it was a half ounce.
But I did go a little heavy on it.
Okay.
I think I went about 3/4.
Okay.
Okay, about three quarters of an ounce of simple.
I don't like to say the recipes.
Is it like 2 ounces of bourbon?
Two ounces bourbon, 3/4 ounce simple.
Mm-hmm. And did that make two
ounces of bourbon, 3/4 ounce simple?
But the recipe calls for 3 ounces of ginger beer, and I did not put that much ginger beer.
That's
so
good.
It's already heavy on ginger beer, and I didn't even go that.
Well, it might be the type of ginger beer too. Uh-huh, you get a spicy one because this is what Fever Tree or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a little bit spicier than your typical ginger ale. Like
it's a little gingery.
Yeah. A little
powerful in the ginger.
Yeah. Exactly. So I mean, if it's not Canada Dry, you know.
Ew.
Or Verner's.
Yeah.
I do think that if you happen to want to, like, I really do like the cranberry. I don't think the regular bitters would do well with this. I think cranberry bitters is the win for this because it adds the tartness into it that is really makes the cocktail.
Yeah. All right. Next one. What's this?
Wow, that's really good.
Forbidden Sour.
Yep.
Okay. We have to move.
I mean, we'll come back to it. We can refresh. We can go back. We can, but we have to get them both in before they get a little watery or whatever.
And there's bourbon in both of these.
I don't know. You have to ask Barbara.
What bourbon did we use in the first one? What did we use in the first one?
OGD 114.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I didn't get much of the pepperies, but I could see where it could, that could stand up to it.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I used...
Brian, you're an asshole.
what is Brian doing?
He's
eating
the brisket dip right here next to me, crushing it all over my ear and stuff.
Okay.
And I actually used Knob Creek Cask Strength Rye.
Okay.
No.
Yes. It's 127
proof.
Proof
in this?
That's what we
drank. Yep. Brian is the worst of the peanut gallery.
I mean, he really is. He's ill-behaved. I heard him in the last episode. He was over there talking. Yeah. Him and Sarah were having a party.
They were.
I know.
He's over here dropping bottles, turning them 40 different ways of Sunday, you know. So that's what happens when you bring the new guy to town.
So we're trying this one? All right, Prost.
Oh, wow.
Prost.
So this is the
Prost.
Prost.
Forbidden Sour.
Forbidden
Sour.
Has it got
an egg white in it? It smells good.
That's dangerous.
I know.
I can almost get some of that rye notes coming through on it.
All right. I'm gonna go with the opposite of what I said earlier. The other one was an 85 degree derby. This is like a 45 degree derby. This is
warm. It's got a little hug to it.
It does have a little hug to it. So maybe rainy.
Maybe
a little rainy, a little drizzly.
60, 70 degree with a cloudy.
Yeah,
this is
cloudy.
When you see all the infielders cloudy. Covered in mud.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The infield party days.
This would put some infielders in the mud.
Yes, it would.
this has got a little strength in it. I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's definitely got a little bit more of that.
For those non derby people that are listening to this, you're hearing some definite derby
insider information.
Derby insider info here. Yep. How derby really looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the dirty side of the track.
The muddy. this is the muddy infield.
This would almost
the
dirty make side. You want to run over a bunch of
the dirty backside, right?
This 100%. It is the dirty backside.
This is turn three. This is what this is.
Yeah.
Can
this
we just is, change it to turn three?
Can we just call this? This is turn three. This is what this is.
Third turn.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Third turn.
Third turn. Sorry. My bad. Third turn. This is third turn.
Yeah.
It was all fairness. Andy's from Maysville.
That is true. I got us there, guys.
It's the most western point of Kentucky before you fall into the Mississippi
River.
Get
any further. It does not get any further west than where I'm from.
It's like if you put where Kentucky, Illinois, and Tennessee meet, that's where Andy's from.
Where? Yes.
I mean, Realfoot Lake, is that what it's called? The one that's not too far from there?
Yeah.
It's literally like the Copperhead.
So Realfoot
and Water Moccasin. Realfoot like Lake.
It's Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth.
Realfoot Lake is where the river ran backward for 2 days.
Right. Yep. Back during the earthquake
Yeah. 150 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's like some apocalyptic biblical thing.
Yeah. The river ran backwards.
But it did.
The Ohio River did. Yeah. Literally, I mean, the Mississippi River ran backwards.
But this is down where the Ohio...
Mississippi. M-I, cricket letter, cricket letter.
Humpback,
okay, I'm about to say, he just had a Max Headroom experience.
Right. You ain't lying.
So where the Ohio and the Mississippi come together.
Yes.
Okay. Where the Ohio and the Mississippi come together.
Yeah.
This is good. It's
very good, but man, I'm gonna tell you what. Like,
but it looks a little Mississippi. It's a little muddy.
It is a little muddy. It's got a little darkness to it. Darkness falls.
The other one's really playful, and this one's more like serious. You know, we're talking about like we're getting down. We're really getting to know
the taste
of rye.
Right.
Because you can taste it in a cocktail.
This is dirty. Yeah, it's dirty. It is. It's definitely third turn, backside.
Now, as I said, it's a high proof rye was used in this, so it needed something to probably stand up to that sour that's in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and that tartness comes out with the pomegranate, but I would say that this is the native's drink, and the other one is the tourist drink.
I want to start Derby Day with the first one. I want to drink this one all day, and then I want to finish Derby Day with the first one again.
Oh man, this has got some funk on it. I like it.
It's got some funk on it.
I think both the girls are pretty happy.
I think we did good. I think we knocked it out of the park.
Not even our recipe. They did great. This is so much better than trial batch number one. Oh. It was not good.
Trial batch number one?
We're not talking about trial batch number one.
We're live, man.
Trial batch number one was...
Okay, that was the one whose horse never made it out of the gate.
They didn't. They stumbled out of the gate.
Got shot at the first turn.
Right.
They had to bring out the tent.
They brought out the tent.
That being said, that's the one I originally made.
Pulled the cart around, put up the little blind.
Yep.
Everyone turn away. Turn away. Yeah. No, PETA did not like the first one. No. But this is good. This is a sipper.
Something about a rye in general in a cocktail.
It's a sipper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. You're going to love this. This is really good.
Okay, tell us.
What if we dash it with a little Ango?
Yeah, how about Sarah said, let's put some bitters in it.
I think it would be lovely with a little dash.
Go get a dash.
No, we don't have the original Ango in there. So
oh, we don't.
Can't do
no, no, no.
Dash.
Are you saying there's no Ango in this
house?
There's
orange Ango, but it's just I'll do orange.
I mean, listen. I mean,
we don't really make a whole lot of cocktails here.
There's no Ango in this house.
No.
Standard
well,
Ango.
No, no.
It's orange Ango.
It's orange all the way.
We have orange, and then we have some old fashioned bitters, but just not Ango.
Just so
I'm
clear,
it is. Old-fashioned bitters.
You keep cranberry bitters here, but not Ango.
Correct. I also have Aztec chocolate bitters.
But not Ango.
No.
Well, okay. So what Nick was saying, and if you're a bitter snob, there's a lot of people that... If you're a bitter snob, there's a lot of people that really love the old-fashioned bitters because it's cinnamon, like really, really high and spicy, and it brings out the flavors of your bourbon. But I'm an Angostura girl, and this is a great brand, but we're using orange because we don't have the original recipe, which is fine. This is fine. We're going to try it out.
The original recipe.
I'm going to sprinkle it all in y'all's drink.
It's like Colonel Sanders showed up in the house.
Give me a dash of that Anglo-Saxon.
Hit me. Hit me with this orange miracle that you have.
I'm going to have to try somebody else's because I've done finished my drink.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot of like shaky shake in there, man.
All right. It's That was like seven dashes.
Yeah, about to say about...
That's actually really good.
Wow, he said that's actually really good.
I didn't. You put a lot of orange bitters in that.
It's not horrible.
It's not horrible.
No, that's actually
not horrible at all.
Sarah, best compliment ever.
I want you to try that.
Best compliment ever. It's not horrible.
I'll tell you what, it does bring out some additional like
citrusy.
Citrus and like sweetness.
As Scott loves to say, I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
That's not a bad blowjob.
It's not. Oh, wow.
Where's the cream?
I wasn't there.
When's the last time you had a bad blowjob? That's a good question.
I wasn't. Wow.
Is that like, I don't complain.
I mean, you really shouldn't. I did get one time. The girl had braces. It was a little rough.
What? At least it was a girl.
It was high school.
It was a girl. Okay.
I was young.
It was a girl.
It was a girl. All right. I'll give you that.
You don't know nothing about what the other gender can
That's
do.
Impressive.
I'm just saying, like,
That's
you don't
right.
know.
You don't know.
What do you think about it with the bitters?
I think if you had original recipe bitters, this would just hint off and allow the... But you've got a high rye in there, so you don't want to pull... I'm on the fence. It's better with bitters, but I think that the orange bitters or the original recipe would probably work. That's what I think.
I don't know what you mean by original recipe.
Original recipe is the original recipe that Angostura releases. It's their like
their
trademark.
Angostura.
Yeah, their heritage recipe.
Not the...
I thought you were talking about the cocktail recipe.
No flavored.
No.
I think
Andy might have the right idea here. You start with the buck.
Okay. Yeah.
You put right. them in. You put it in the buck.
Yeah.
And then put it in the buck. Really? Put them in the buck. Put them in the buck.
I'm going to use
Put them in the buck first. Then you move over to the forbidden love here.
And you finish.
And then you finish.
You finish in the buck.
You finish in the buck.
Okay.
You finish. Because I went back to the buck and it's delicious.
Yeah, the
it's
buck,
super
incredible.
Nice.
The buck was incredible. Okay, it really is.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
You know what? This is great because, you know.
Start with the buck. Go to the forbidden love.
I'm buck.
Finish in the buck.
I'm here. No.
The peanut gallery is suggesting that this tastes like a Hawaiian punch, orange ocean.
Which one? The first one or the second one?
The second one with the orange bitters.
The second one with the orange bitters.
It is fortified with vitamin C.
I mean, with all fairness, this probably does have a little vitamin C in it.
It's got so much vitamin C. I don't know what else you do.
It's fortified with,
it. With
vitamin C, huh, Andy?
Fortified, not vitamin D.
Fortified,
vitamin
C, not just laid out there.
Just lay it out there. Wow.
I agree. I'm gonna go back and I agree with you. I want to finish with the buck.
It's
I
just
really
so
do.
Light and refreshing.
It really is.
All right, wait, hold on. Take a crunch of your Fascinator and then drink it real quick.
I've never eaten a Fascinator before.
Eat it.
Put it in your mouth.
Now put it in your mouth.
Now swallow, Andy.
No, sip and swallow.
Let it linger in your throat a bit.
On the back of the throat.
I think he's got it. He's got it.
So good. It's so good. It really is.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's what I was thinking, too.
I was gonna say, that's experience that you just had there, Andy.
Scott, I'm sorry that we've devolved your podcast.
Wow.
This is pretty normal.
I'm kind of worried about what you just did with my mic.
This is what happens when Barbara shows up.
100%.
This is Barbara's fault, is it?
It's always my fault.
This is what happens when Barbara shows up.
We were having a good time until Barbara showed up.
I'm going to have to tell you a story about the first time I met Barbara.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
So, listen, this is a winner. This one right here is a winner. It really is.
I'm going to have to tell you about the first time I met Barbara.
So, right now? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We're going to tell this story right now. Go ahead.
Are we doing this right now?
No, absolutely. Let's do it. Let's do it. If we're going to do it, let's put it on the podcast.
I'm with some friends. I'm hanging out at a local watering hole. And this person walks in, saddles up to the bar, orders a drink, and we just start talking. And all of a sudden, she pulls out her phone and she's like, "Let me show you my bourbon collection." And it is the biggest Starlight bourbon collection I have ever seen in my whole life. And we talked for probably half an hour, and I have to leave. I have to go do something. And I leave. And when I leave the bar, I text Scott. And I'm like, "Scott, I just met this lady, and she showed me the picture of her bar. And there's Starlight bourbon everywhere." And Scott goes, "Oh, you met Barbara." I'm like, "Excuse me?" He goes, "You just met Barbara." I'm like, "I don't know who Barbara is." "You just met Barbara." I'm like, okay, I guess I did. Yeah, that was our name. That was, yeah, I didn't know this person, but he's like, yeah, you just met Barbara.
And then then Andy comes over the first time. He goes, yeah, I met Barbara.
Definitely met Barbara. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
That was a fun night.
That was a good night.
Were you guys at the alcove?
We were at Pearl Street.
Pearl Street. Gotcha. Yeah. That's what we have so many little hidden gems here in Southern Indiana.
Pearl Street is one of them.
It really is.
It really is. That place is incredible.
You do hear what's coming up with Pearl Street's promoting right now, right?
Yes. Yeah. Beer.
Yeah. Todd Ants.
Oh yeah.
Is getting back into it.
Yeah. Festival Part 2, but he's going to call it like something on the river or
drinking on the river.
Rolling on the river. Rolling on the river, I think, isn't it?
I think it's
something like that. Is it? I don't think it's drinking on the river.
Are we rolling on the river?
I'm always rolling on the river.
But if you want a good drink, you go into Pearl Street.
Yep.
You ask, go on a night that Lindsay's there.
Ask for Lindsay.
Okay. And ask her to make you an old fashioned. It doesn't get any better. It really doesn't. Am I right,
Sarah?
It doesn't get any better.
It doesn't get any better.
I was right. It's rolling on the river beer fest.
Rolling on the river beer fest.
I know one person that makes an old fashioned.
But Lindsay's pretty great.
Better than Lindsay.
He's saying that you can't go to a bar and get a better one. I think that's what he said.
That may be true. But Lindsay makes an amazing old fashioned.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for your out of state listeners, you're going to need to go to Pearl Street Tap House in Jeffersonville, Indiana.
We are not being paid by Pearl Street.
No, we are not. They're paid what they want.
Terry and Kelly have nothing to do with this. Yeah. But,
no, but
they're good people.
They're good people and make a great drink.
But they owe me a free lunch for this.
They do. Yeah, they do. They do.
Anyway, the Dirty J, Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Yeah, don't call it that.
It is still the Dirty J. It will always be the Dirty J.
It is not, man.
I love it. It's one of the top 50 cities in the United States.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But listen, it's...
Why does it have to be the Dirty J?
Because that's what it was when I was in high school. It's always been that. It will always be that. It's still one of the greatest cities in the Midwest. It really is.
Greatest.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
All right. It's just... We are the melting pot.
Do you have to chew
Southern
that
Indiana,
ice?
We are the melting pot of Southern Indiana.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons I love Jeff so much.
Yeah, Jeff is great.
100%.
It really is.
But I've always called it the Dirty J. It will always be the Dirty J. All
right.
I've got it on a hat.
You've got it on a hat.
It's on a license plate on a hat.
I don't even know what that means.
I will show you.
It's on a license plate on a hat.
Absolutely. Wait till I show you.
Somebody's caressing my back and it's
clear.
Do you have the Dirty J in your boxers?
No. No, Brian, it's on his hat.
It's on my hat.
He's been explicit about that.
That's right. Anyway,
so he was down somewhere to get it on his hat.
On his hat.
Yeah. All right, we got to pick a winner. Which one's your favorite?
No. These two go together.
They do go together.
I just said that. You start with the first.
You do. You start with the buck.
You start with the buck. You flip to the
forbidden love. Forbidden sour.
Sour.
And then you finish with the buck.
And you finish with the buck.
Yeah.
I agree. They go there. But
I think we changed the name to turn three or third turn.
Third turn.
It's no longer the forbidden sour. So we're clear about that.
There's a bar in Louisville called Third Turn.
No, so they can talk to us about the rights on the cocktail then.
It's called Third Turn Brewery.
Third Turn Brewery. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not Third Turn Sour.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
But you can have a favorite. They're both delicious. They're both outstanding.
You know, I'll go back to what we were talking about earlier. This, the buck, is a great summer warm weather drink.
Yep.
If it's like cloudy, chilly, windy.
Yep. Cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Absolutely.
Yeah, cloudy with a chance of meatballs. The third turn sour. You know, we'll
sour.
Keep you.
The forbidden sour. The third turn forbidden sour.
The problem is that if you say third turn sour, that's a brewery, and you're going to think that they're making a sour
muddy,
like beer. So we got to watch out for that. Yeah. We got to change that name.
The muddy, nasty third turn sour.
Let's call it the dirty turn.
The dirty turn. It doesn't turn dirty.
I like
it. Doesn't turn dirty on us.
Doesn't turn dirty.
Don't want Christina Aguilera on her ass.
Oh, doesn't turn. Straight in the V.
What the fuck?
Christina Aguilera, remember the song Dirty?
The 30.
She did the song Dirty.
Brian's suggesting the 30.
The 30.
The 30 turn.
No, the 30.
I don't know. It's maybe a little bit too much for me.
We'll figure it out.
He likes Fruity Pebbles.
Before I post this episode, we'll have to come up with a name, and we'll have to get the recipes all written down and typed up so that way everybody can get them. I think either one would be fantastic for a derby party.
I think.
What are you going to use for your derby
party? I'm probably going to use the buck, and only because
I would say so too.
Only because I think it's more approachable for people that are not bourbon drinkers.
And what is your address for all the listeners out there that want to go to that party?
It is 123 Main Street, Louisville, Kentucky. I have no idea where that is, but
I've got a really good idea of where that is. Actually,
I know exactly where that is.
I know. I do too. You can buy a Jeep there.
123 Main Street in East Louisville, Kentucky.
East or west?
Yeah.
In Louisville?
No, 123 Main Street is O'Shea's, y'all.
123 Main Street?
Yeah, 100% Patty O'Shea's.
That's Spring Street.
No, no, no.
123.
I said Louisville,
Patrick
Kentucky.
Patrick O'Shea's
Louisville.
Is 123 Louisville.
Louisville. Louisville, not Jeff. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Jeff.
Yeah, because yeah, that would be... That
if
would
it
be,
was 123 Main Street, yeah, it would probably be... If it was Main Street in Jeffersonville, it would be...
You'd be buying a Jeep there.
Are we now doing an O'Shea's fucking commercial over here?
Maine?
I thought Broadway was where the Jeep dealership was.
This is just a bell down
there.
What's
happening?
Yeah. No. It's
hey,
gone.
How totally about lost. We go back to the cocktails?
Right. Sorry, hey, how about cocktails?
Bring it in.
I'm gonna agree with Scott on this. I really love this dirty, 30, third turn, whatever this
forbidden,
is.
Whatever
really
we're forbidden calling love it. Of sour.
But
what if we call it the chocolate starfish?
But for party day... For party day, derby day, to balance out the Lily or the Spire or whatever you're talking about, right. I love the Buck.
Gotcha.
I really like the Buck.
Barbara?
I like the sour, but I like it stronger.
That's
so.
All good.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to try the Buck with rye. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Not going to lie.
Not going to lie.
I like big butt.
Okay, big butts. Lie.
I like butts. I like boobs. I like all of it. Go ahead anyway. What do you...
No, I already gave mine.
Did you say?
Yeah.
You were forbidden, right?
Well, I was like, I it's going to be the type of day that it is.
Gotcha.
You know, it's going to be warm weather. I'm going to, you know, 100%, you know, any type of like windy, cold, cloudy day,
yeah.
That sour, mm-hmm. You know, it's hitting. It's
yeah,
keeping me
it
warm.
It really is.
It'll keep me going through the day.
I agree with that. I
100.
Agree with that.
All right. Well, I think that's our episode of Bourbon Barrel Talk. If you want to find us, you can find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. That way you get those episodes as soon as they hit the market. Send us any emails to bourbonbarreltalk@gmail.com. This is Scott, Nick, Andy, Barbara, and Sarah signing off. Peace.
Prost.
Peace out.